Chapter 14.
Ship was out there in the fern and fungus jungle. Vistara could feel his dark presence somewhere across the Crimson River, up on the shoulder of a fume-belching volcano that dominated the horizon ahead. He was pushing at her in the force, almost physically, battering her with fear and alarm and anger in his efforts to make her turn back. He did not want her and the rest of her companions to remain here with him. Ship had taught them everything they needed to restore the Sith Empire to the galaxy, and now he wanted them to abandon him to his fate and fulfill their own destiny. Vistara understood all this, but Grand Lord Vol had sent the Eternal Crusader and her crew to return Ship to Kesh, and return Ship they would. Vistara concentrated on Ship's presence for a moment, then raised her hand and pointed to a dark outcropping of basalt about a quarter of the way up the volcano.
"Ship is somewhere near there," she said. "I don't know where exactly, but he must have a view of us. He's pushing very hard to turn me back."
Lady Rhea studied the outcropping from the barren bank where the recovery party was standing, out in the full light of the blue sun. Normally, they would have tried to shelter themselves by crouching beneath the fern trees along the river, but they had learned the hard way that the foliage on this strange planet was to be feared more than the oppressive heat. After a moment, Rhea nodded and brought a comlink to her mouth.
"Crusader, you have our position?"
"Affirmative."
The reply came in the melodious voice of Ba'ad Walasari, the Kashiri saber she had left in command while she led the recovery party. In most navies, it would be the executive officer who assumed control of the vessel while the commander was away. But a Sith who made such a foolish mistake was unlikely to find herself in command of anything when she tried to return to the vessel. Master Chaul was right there with the search party, where Lady Rhea could keep an eye on him.
"Very good," Lady Rhea calmed. "Ship is hiding on that volcano to our west. Be ready with the tractor beam if it attempts to move."
Walasari acknowledged the command, and Lady Rhea began to issue orders to the recovery party, assigning search pairs and calling for a careful approach on a wide front. Vistara and Lady Rhea would make straight for the outcropping, of course, with everyone else fanning out to either side of them.
"Ship is too smart to show itself where the Crusader can get a sensor lock,"
Lady Rhea finished, walking in front of the long line of sabers she had brought down for the recovery operation.
"So it will be someone in this party who finds it. If that happens to be you, report its location. Then wait for me to arrive and take control of the situation personally. Is that clear?"
Most of the sabers assured her it was, but a ginger-skinned woman named Excella Zinn asked,
"What if Ship attempts to flee?"
"Don't let it,"
Lady Rhea replied.
"Ship obeys any Sith with a strong will. You all have that, or you wouldn't be here. Simply order it to remain where it is, then wait until I arrive."
Excella dropped her chin in submission.
"Thank you for your counsel, Lady Rhea. I'm most grateful."
Rhea dismissed the gift with a flick of her hand.
"Think nothing of it, Saber Zinn. I'm certain others were also in need of guidance."
She stopped at the opposite end of the line from where Vistara was standing, then turned and said,
"I'm sure I don't need to remind you to watch yourselves in this jungle, but if something does get you, die quietly. Your family will be rewarded if you do, and punished if you don't."
Lady Rhea was correct. The reminder wasn't necessary. Already, four members of the recovery party had been taken by the carnivorous plants that seemed to be more the rule than the exception on this strange world. But the exhortation to die quietly was received with the shudder that Vistara was certain Lady Rhea had intended, being as it was a none too subtle reminder that the reach of a Sith Lord extended even beyond a subordinate's grave.